I hope you'll pray for me while I stand here a little while this afternoon. The 24th chapter of the Gospel of our Lord is written by Luke under the inspiration of the Spirit. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, I figure that's Sunday morning, they came unto the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, they bowed down their faces to the earth. They said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you what he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered to the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. These angels there. I just love this question that they asked of these women who had come to do some preparation or some care for the body of our Lord. The question is, why seek ye the living among the dead? Now that says for sure that that morning Jesus Christ was alive. He was no longer in that tomb. That tomb was empty. Just as he said it would be, that after 3 days and three nights, he was raised from the grave. He was not there where they could see him, but those angels were there to tell them that he was alive. Can't imagine what all must have been going on in their heads when they got there. They were concerned about who might roll that great stone away. I've heard people who've done figures of that, and it was just sounded like it was so big it would take a host of people to do that. But they came there, and it was open, and our Lord's body was gone. You know, we've all lost loved ones. Most of our loved ones, I expect, have been buried in the earth. I went to a relative's funeral a couple weeks ago, and their body was placed above ground in a mausoleum. I don't know a whole lot about how those things work, but if her husband were to go back there and pull that drawer out of that mausoleum and her body be gone, you know, it would just about be more than I expect he could stand. To think about the possibility of somebody having taken her body away. You know, just all the emotions and all to think about. Well, these angels were there. And this question, as always in Scripture, you know, when man sees an angel, they're afraid. Most of the time, angel says, fear not, you know. One of our children, somebody asked her one time, you know, what an angel looked like. And she said, well, I don't know, but they must be pretty scary. My daddy said every time that they spoke to a man, they said, fear not. But anyway, these angels did not say that right away here, but they raised this question. Why seek ye the living among the dead? And all this confusion and burden on these women, don't you imagine that for just a minute confused them even more? What does he mean here? And then he went on to explain that the Lord's not there. He's risen. Just as he said he would do, he is risen from the grave. He is still alive. That speaks beautifully of the crucifixion of our Lord, the resurrection of our Lord, that he's no longer in the grave. You could go probably, and a lot of religious leaders and you know, they died and they were buried. I don't know how much they know about where they were buried, but there was a man named Buddha one time. People worship him. He died, I read one time, died eating some spoiled pork. I don't know what killed him, but something did. Sin, I reckon, don't y'all? But anyway, he died and they buried him. Muhammad, the same thing. He died and they buried him somewhere. These women found an empty tomb. Jesus Christ was raised from the grave. He was alive. Why seek ye the living among the dead? We think of a cemetery as a place of death. But just as there are different kinds of births, there are different kinds of death. You go to a cemetery and you think of it as a place of a death, and there is that body there of God's children that has been placed in those tombs awaiting the general resurrection of the dead. Those bodies have been placed there, but there is something that still lives that's no longer there. Reminded me of I've recently retired as a VOAG teacher, been doing it for a long time, but years ago I had a student and his mama's people were Old Baptist. His wonderful folks, they got in a bad way financially farming. This boy was the only one at home at the time, had two other brothers. And this farm trouble back in the 80s, his daddy got to drinking and he came in one night and he shot his mom and he shot himself. And just a terrible thing for a young man to go through with. But I always felt the Lord just gave him an extra measure of grace. He's still a fine young man. But his granddaddy, I was out at Neville's Creek one day where his granddaddy was a member. First foot washing I ever went to was over there. And this old brother was so crippled up with arthritis he had to get somebody to help him down to wash feet, but he was determined to participate. You know. And here we talked a little bit about his daughter's death and about this boy in particular. He said, you know, they all go down to the cemetery about every day. And they tried to make Stacy feel bad because he wouldn't go. And he said, you know what he told them? He said, my mama and my daddy, they're not down there. That's just the shell of this body. They're not there. And it's no need for me to go to that cemetery every day. Now, if you have dead loved ones and you go to the cemetery every day and that helps you, I'm not criticizing you for that. But just saying that he had an understanding, the Lord gave him an understanding that his mama and his daddy were not in that grave, but they were. His hope was they were in the presence of the Lord. You can't seek the living among the dead. Now, these women were seeking the Lord. And I hope that's why we are here today. We're here seeking the Lord. It's wonderful to see this beautiful building. It's wonderful to see all of you that I haven't seen in so many years and to be here. But I tell you, the real reason to be here is to seek the Lord. But I tell you, there are some places, just like these women went to, that not a good place to seek the Lord. We don't need to seek the living among the dead. And Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is life. He's the author and finisher. It's in Him we have life. He's the giver of life. He is life. And if we seek the Lord, we don't need to seek Him among the dead. We need to seek Him among the living. Now, Jesus Christ is God. Just as much as God the Father is God. And He's everywhere present, nowhere absent. And He can reveal Himself to people in dread situations. And they can have fellowship with Christ in a lot of places. The Apostle Paul was not out up to anything good when he had his first experience with Jesus Christ. He was on the way down to Damascus to persecute the members of the early church.
That's right.
And Jesus Christ appeared there to him. And you know what he did to him? He regenerated him. Amen. Brother Ronnie, he was born again of the Spirit of God that day, and I believe called to be an apostle. He wasn't up to a bit good. So the Lord can reveal himself to us and fellowship with us. Even he's so gracious that he can do that even when we aren't up to any good. But the best place to seek the Lord is not among the dead. And I tell you, there's a lot of dead around us. There are plenty of death in the people we associate with. There are those around us, like you said, Brother Gary, who are still dead in trespasses and in sin. They may be children of God, or they may not be children of God. Well, we can't tell the difference. But in either case, they are dead. Now, some of them will, before they leave this world, those that are his, they will be regenerated, and they will be made alive in Christ Jesus. They will be born again. But at any point in time, there are those around us who are dead in trespasses and in sin. They don't have a bit of interest whatsoever in the Lord or anything spiritual. And you know, evil communications corrupt good manners. If we are out there claiming to seek the Lord among the dead, and I know we can't make that judgment on folks, but let's just say people, you know, somebody asked about Adolf Hitler, you know, if he's a child of God. Of course, I don't think he was, but somebody said if he was when he left here, he wasn't acting like one, you know. He didn't act like one. We can't tell when people are children of the devil or non-regenerate, but when people act that way, there's death there at some level. It may just be the death of hardening their heart. It may be that they have been born again and they've hardened. We can't always tell those differences, but their consciousness may have been seared with a hot iron. But yet people who have no interest in that which is just, that which is right, that which is good, Scripture says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. We're to separate ourselves from people who have no interest in spiritual things. Now, I know we're in this world and we deal with them in business and that sort of thing, but there is a time to separate from those people who would lead us in that wrong direction. I'm reminded of the story Elder Norval Mann told years ago when he was driving the school bus. There was a young fellow on the bus and was a pretty good boy. And he started sitting with a boy on the bus that he would not have called a pretty good boy, you know. Boy always in trouble. And Brother Norval said, he told him, he said, now don't sit with him. You'll pick up his bad habits. And boy said, oh, I want to help him along. I want to sit with him. And so Brother Norval said what happened was that, you know, pretty soon the pretty good little boy was just a bad little boy as the other little boy was. Evil communications corrupt good manners. If we're out seeking the Lord, we're not going to find him in the way that we ought to out there among those people who have no interest in the things of God or the things that are right. We would, in that case, be seeking the living among the dead. I thought about this to illustrate the idea of the living among the dead. You know, our children show pigs, and it's the time of year to buy a show pig for Matthew. And the other day I was going to visit somebody with Brother Lewis Claxton, and he took me to Jack's Market in Dublin, I believe is the name of it. And they sell cured pork, you know, and they do it the old-fashioned way, and it's out there in big boxes. You can go through, people pick out what they want, you know. And it was kind of a neat place to go. And but, you know, I wouldn't go there to buy a show pig. Those are dead hogs. You don't buy a live hog in a place like that. There's a difference. Well, we're seeking that which is alive. We need to go where live things are. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. And darkness is a symbol of death, isn't it? We're not going to find the Lord in a special way like we ought to in places where men are doing wicked and evil things. Many years ago, I was in St. Louis. And I don't tell this everywhere. I try not to tell it where my children hear. But I was going out to a meeting in St. Louis and with a bunch of graduate students. And we all went to a bar there in St. Louis, and it came up one of those Midwestern tornadoes and hailstorms. And I mean, the streets was piling up in hail. And I said to them, I said, you know, I may die in this storm, but I don't want to die in this bar room. I don't feel like this is the place I need to be in this kind of weather. And I left in the hailstorm and went somewhere else. You know, places of darkness, that's not where you need to go to seek that which is light. That was not where you go to seek the Lord. This book is written by men who've been dead for millennia, 2,000 years longer. Been dead. Think of them as dead men. But I tell you, there's a way we can seek, even though this is written by dead men, we can seek the living among these dead, these that are dead naturally. Our God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Lord Moses and Elijah was dead a long time before the Lord saw them. They were there with him at the Mount of Transfiguration. The apostles saw him there. He is the God of them. He's not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. But he's the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Moses because they are alive. They're still in heaven. And they wrote this book under the inspiration of the Spirit of the living God. This is a good place to seek the living. The good place to seek the Lord is in the pages of this book and the things that this book teaches us about Him. You know, we go back to the Old Testament and there are lessons back there about seeking the Lord. We're not going to find Him in places of death. We're not going to find Him in places of darkness. It's not, where do we go? Well, I maintain you've come to a good place today. The Song of Solomon, first chapter, verse 7. Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions? If thou know not, and this is the Lord's typical Lord's response to her, if thou know not, O thou fairest among women, go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock, and feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tents. That's a good place to go to find the Lord. Amen. That's a good place to go to find the living God. Because here we are in the land. This is the land of the living. We are among people who've been made alive. They were, as Brother Gary said, all of us were born dead, born spiritually dead, but have been made alive in Christ Jesus. We are living creatures, twice living, living in nature and living spiritually. And we're here seeking to worship the true and the living God. This is the land of the living. And it's a place to come to seek the Lord. Now, I said earlier, there are exceptions. They manifest in a lot of other places. But if we're earnestly seeking Him, it's a good thing to come to His Word. It's a good thing to come to His house where we can seek His presence with His people. You know, how about your behavior? You know, I rode up here with Brother Johnny and just spent some time with his family. I've gone all day. I hadn't heard a soul cuss. Now, as a school teacher, there are a lot of days I couldn't say that. You can hear a little along, you know. I'm a little bit hard of hearing. One of my students told me one day, he said, you can't hear a thing in the world I say unless I cuss. But out in the world, you can hear all this kind of stuff. And it has an influence on us. But being around God's people who are coming and seeking to worship God and have positive influences, I tell you, I don't always behave the best, but I behave better around God's people than I do in other places. We need to seek the living among the living. Be with the people. We are to do good to all men, but first to those of the household of faith. We have a special, it ought to be our highest society, our primary society, that we fellowship with the saints of God. I tell you, it's a privilege to be able to do it.
Yes.
To come together and seek to sing these hymns. Isn't it uplifting to hear these hymns and to try to sing some of these hymns and to unite with the people of God as they try to worship God, the living Christ? How about that? Some of those hymns speak of that. That hymn, "Because He Lives, I Serve a Risen Savior. He's in the world today." You know, I remember Brother E.D. Bryant became very fond of that song toward the end of his life. Some nurse came into the room in Augusta when he was in the hospital singing that hymn. And he became very much attached to that hymn. Because it's a constant reminder that Jesus Christ is alive. And if we're going to seek Jesus Christ, we need to seek Him among the living. And His church, where the flock is fed, where the footsteps of the flock are, where they gather around the shepherd's tent. That's a great way to seek the living, to seek Jesus Christ, to seek His presence, to seek His leadership, and to be able to worship God through Him as we're led by the Spirit. May God bless you.